Welcome to the Conference Shop and all the goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with the people who know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new, what's changing, what planners really need to know, it's all on the table. If you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today we're joined by Elliot, who looks after an incredible portfolio of hotels across the Accor Group. From newbie openings to standout meeting spaces and tips for planners, we'll be covering it all. So, welcome, Elliot. Let's start with your journey. How did you get into the events and hospitality world, and what's led you to where you are today?
Thanks, Carla, and lovely to be invited to talk about my story. So it kind of started when I was getting to the end of my school year, when I'm living in London. I was pretty unsure of my career path, and one of my teachers kind of recognized my talent for cooking and suggested that I pursue a cooking course. And that led me to enroll at Westminster Hotel School in London. And that's where I eventually graduated with a degree after 5 years in hotel management. And then after that graduation, I kind of began my career. My passion was really in the operational side, working behind the bars at various locations in London and then over here in Australia. And I gained valuable experience, so I suppose, on the ground in the operational areas of the hotels. And then after approximately 5 years, I realized that my passion was actually in sales, having done a little bit of telesales in the past. And I thought, you know, I really wanted to mimic what I had seen some of the sales teams in some of the hotels that I've been working at, and wanted to enjoy the fruits of their labor. So I remember chatting to a director of sales at a hotel I worked at in Sydney. I won't name it because it's a competitor hotel for many years ago. And I remember chatting to the director of sales saying, I want to do what you're doing. I used to see them drinking champagne, eating canapes in one of my bars. And he said, look, what you need to do is get some on-the-road sales experience, which I took the advice because I had obviously a lot of the hotel operational experience and the degree to go with that. So I stepped out of the industry. I stepped into advertising, did a hard slog in selling advertising space, moved back into hotels because I loved sort of building that relationship and creating new business opportunities. And so for the last 25 years, my journey has kind of been from working in Australia, working in London, and working in Indonesia and Bali as well. And that kind of got me to where I am today.
Oh my goodness. So it's been in your blood from the start, from the very beginning.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Go. So can you tell us a bit about your role and the brands you look after?
Yeah, of course. So my actual title is Director of Sales, Meetings and Events, Attainment, Sport and Groups, the longest title within Accor here in Sydney. And my role is pretty awesome. I get to work with the incredible depth and breadth of Accor's brands across the Pacific and globally as well. I'm not just focused on one type of hotel, one brand. I work with everything from our 3-star Ibis brand all the way up to our luxury brands like your Sofitels, Fairmonts, Raffles brands. I also look after sporting and managing our partnerships with the NRL and the AFL, just to name two large partners, and the entertainment segment, working closely with touring companies, those agencies that manage music, film, theatre and TV. But I don't do any of this alone, along with obviously my meetings and events cap on as well. I have a fantastic team of account managers who are rock stars, basically, and working closely with our ME clients, such as the Conference Shop. And obviously, they're a huge part of what makes our team so successful.
Yeah, what an interesting role. I just don't know how you sleep. I'm sure you fit that in somewhere. For those who might not be familiar with all the properties in your portfolio, what are some of the standout brands that hotels planners should know about?
It's a really good question. It's a very tough question. being with Accor, we're the largest hotel operator in the Pacific with just over 400 hotels across Australia, New Zealand and Fiji. And then not to mention the other kind of like 5,500 odd around the world. But I'm really passionate about hotels, as you can tell from my history. People often know us for our iconic brands, so Novotels, Pullmans, Sofitels, etc. However, what many people don't realize is the incredible diversity that we offer. And we have a collection of standout hotels that are perfect for meetings and events planners looking for something a little bit different. These aren't your kind of typical properties, but they're designed to be a bit outside the box for a truly unique experience for our event clients. And a few kind of examples of those, I'll just run through a couple. So the Manly Pacific M Gallery has some incredible meeting and events facilities, which overlooks the stunning Manly Beach, one of my favourites because it's close to my heart, being I'm not far away from that hotel. Novotel Brighton Beach, which is actually going through a huge renovation at the moment, which is due to be completed next month. And it will be coming a very exciting new brand, but that's top secret. And I can't tell you that quite yet, but you're sure to hear about that soon. You've also got hotels like the Novotel Sunshine Coast, which is an absolutely premier meeting and events destination that seamlessly kind of blends leisure with the meetings and events client. It has, it's the home to the Sunshine Coast Convention Center, which is the largest on the coast, and it can accommodate up to about 1,400 delegates. And what really sets this property apart is the amenities and the facilities that it offers, with a stunning lagoon, a golf course, water sports, great opportunity for those clients looking for team building opportunities. And then one of the key advantages for our events clients is our loyalty program. So All Meeting Planner is designed to reward our event planners for all of their meetings and group bookings that they make with us. So the program allows planners to earn points from their bookings, which can be redeemed for a whole range of benefits, not only for partially or fully funding events, but they can also purchase money can't buy experiences like private access to one of our suites of a core stadium for major sporting events or concerts. And it's a really fantastic way to show our appreciation for obviously those clients that do book us and earn those points.
Yeah, it's a great incentive for people. And some of the hotels you mentioned are absolutely brilliant, because I know we work a lot with Novotel Sunshine Coast Resort because it has such a large event space, but it's so versatile in the spaces.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there anything new or exciting happening, any hotel openings, refurbishments or upcoming developments that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, of course. I mean, so many. I'll just keep it as brief as possible. That's funny. Obviously, I mentioned Novotel Brighton Beach, but what we're really incredibly excited about, and me personally, because I have such a love for lifestyle luxury, having worked in that space for so many years prior to joining Accor. So our luxury lifestyle brand, Ennismore, has just launched its first hotel in Australia, the Mondrian Gold Coast. So located on stunning Burleigh Heads Beach, completely unique and different take on luxury, with its really kind of like focusing on cutting edge design, artistic, very lifestyle driven. And it really is going to be a standout for our clients, certainly for our events clients, and adding a real unique element to the Gold Coast, having such a great product up there now that just opened a couple of months ago. We're very excited, I personally, for Sydney. We've got Darlinghurst. We have a 25 hours Hotel Olympia, which is in Paddington. That will be opening on September the 25th, and very much focus on a vibrant, personality-driven brand, which brings kind of a fresh, creative energy to that part of Sydney. So we're very excited about that. And it has an event space that can hold about 150 and about 109 rooms, but multiple food and beverage venues. So very excited about that. The Hyde in Melbourne, Hyde Melbourne Place. So that became part of the portfolio in June. It did open at the end of last year as an independent brand, but we're very excited to have that as part of our portfolio. And events-wise, it can hold about 150 with just over 200 rooms. So very excited. And I think the last one to talk about is the Sofitel Wentworth in Sydney. And that hotel has undergone a huge $70 million refurbishment at the end of last year. So transformed the entire hotel from the ground up, not just a small renovation, but a complete overhaul. So it makes the property feel completely brand new, and from a meetings and events perspective, absolute game changer. So all the event spaces have been meticulously upgraded, as a lot of hotels need to do, certainly with their AV offering, but not only that, but their design. The iconic Grand Ballroom is being completely reimagined, offering a more sophisticated and flexible space for our meetings and events clients. And I suppose each of these hotels does things differently, and it's a testament to the fact that Accor's portfolio is always evolving to meet the modern needs of the meetings and events industry.
Yeah, and I think your brand or Accor really has a diverse offering too, and it sort of caters to every budget as well, even in the hotels you've mentioned that are undergoing, refurbs. I mean, it's really a great thing. So what's something your brand does exceptionally well when it comes to hosting corporate events?
I think what I wanted to talk about, I suppose, with that is I think what's important is the loyalty program that we offer. I mean, obviously, all the hotels are very independent in the way they deal with our meetings and events clients. But I think the loyalty program is a meeting planner, which will actually change branding from the 10th of September to All A Core, which is the same program that we have for those clients or guests that stay with our hotels individually, now that we actually are changing the branding to be more aligned with that program. So that's pretty exciting. That offers, I suppose, a very unique offering for our clients. So that's certainly something that that we're very proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great program. I think it's one of the best at the moment too. So what's something planners might not know about your venues that could actually save them time, budget, or stress?
So my suggestion for that is talk to you. Talk to the conference shop. That's my key, I think. You know, you do all the legwork. You find the perfect product for your clients. And obviously, as you mentioned, the depth and breadth of the portfolio that we have, I'm sure you'll be able to find an Accor hotel that fits your clients' requirements. And we love working with you guys. So I think that's the biggest tip I can give when it comes to saving time, budget, and stress.
Thank you, Elliot. But I'm sure, do you have an online tool as well for any planners?
Yeah, we do. Look, we have the accorevents.com.au website. So if somebody is looking for, trying to find, the perfect hotel to fit the requirements, that tool is really great. You put in the number of clients that you have, whether it's accommodation mixed with conferencing, or if it's this catering need that you need for a dinner, then it does filter down the options, because we do have so many hotels in all the major cities and in the regional locations. Often it's hard when someone says, these are the requirements, where in Sydney do you recommend? I'm like, oh my gosh, well, there's a lot of choice from the CBD to, towards Circular Quay, or if you were looking at something, in the outer suburbs, we have so much choice. And the same with the likes of Melbourne, where we have so much in the CBD, but then we also have in the suburbs. So I definitely recommend that.
Is there something unique or lesser known about your brand that people should know about?
I think what's really important, and this is driven from the top down, all the way from Sebastian, our CEO globally based in Paris, that Accor has made significant progress in sustainability. I think it's a really amazing focus that we have with trying to become carbon neutral, not trying to, we'll become carbon neutral by 2050. And obviously there is a whole range of different steps that the hotel is making to get to there. So eco-certification is a big one for us. We continue to accelerate that plan to have 100% of our hotels eco-certified by the end of 2026. In the Pacific region alone, over half of the network, which is just over 190 hotels and 20 in New Zealand, have now secured eco-certification. Elimination of single-use plastics. We're on track to achieve globally eliminating single-use plastics from both guest-facing and back-of-house operations by the end of this year. Carbon reduction. So the company is implementing measures to improve energy efficiency, boost conservation and transition to renewable energy sources. And that's a goal that we hope to have reduced carbon emissions by 46% by 2030. And then, as I mentioned, by 2050, to be completely carbon neutral. And then the last piece of the puzzle is the food waste. As we all know, hotels love to put on a good spread for our clients. And so we're actively working to reduce food waste in its kitchens and all of our kitchens, and promoting more of a sustainable food practice. And it includes everything from leveraging technology like AI-powered tools to be able to measure and reduce waste for our general managers in our hotels. So there's some exciting stuff that we're doing from a sustainability perspective.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it's definitely the way forward, because I know that even when we get inquiries, there's always now that sustainability element somewhere in there. So what trends are you seeing for 2025 or 26 that smart planners should keep an eye on?
I think what I've noticed in talking to our hotels, because obviously I sit above the hotels, is seeing how technology is changing the way that we plan and run events. So I think planners should definitely keep a close eye on this, because it's not just about having a big screen anymore. It's about using the tech to enhance every part of the attendees' experience, either from arrivals, having that check-in process pre the arrival into the hotel, and then obviously during the event, and even post the event, getting feedback from those attendees. Clients are actually probably now expecting top-tier audio-visual setups. They want seamless, high-quality streaming, immersive sound, interactive elements that keep attendees engaged, whether it's, hybrid events or fully in-person conferencing. A hotel's AV capabilities can make or break a booking, and having the right technology and a team that knows how to use it is no longer a nice to have. It's an absolute must. So I think a lot of hotels are now upgrading, updating their AV offerings on property to ensure that they're keeping ahead of the trend.
Yeah, it's really important. And it is that whole AI thing in tech is really starting to come to the fore, I think. It's a bit scary for some, but I think, like you said, we have to embrace it and move forward with it.
Yes,
I think
indeed.
Or be left behind. So what's the funniest or most unexpected fail you've experienced while on site or running a conference?
This is tough. It's just obviously so many. Look, you always remember the times when things go wrong and you have to get creative on the fly. And we were running a major corporate conference in a previous hotel that I was based on property. And everything was going smoothly until the main keynote speaker presentation was about to start. The ballroom was packed, the music was cued, everything was ready. And it was just as the speaker walked onto the stage, the AV completely died. No sound, no visuals, literally the entire system went black. For a moment, obviously there was a collected gasp from the audience, a bit of a panic silence. The tech team was scrambling. And I knew we had to do something pretty quickly, and the team were amazing. So thinking fast, the team grabbed the MC for the event. And in a moment of kind of pure panic fueled inspiration, I had them announce they were starting the unplugged version of the keynote. The speaker, who was a really good sport, lovely, lovely guy, grabbed a handheld microphone, and we had to run a cable from a tiny speaker at the back of the room to get a small amount of sound. The MC then became kind of like a human slideshow, literally announcing each slide number. And now for slide number two, you can imagine a bar graph here. The audience started laughing and the speaker actually leaned into the chaos, making jokes about how this was an exclusive retro style presentation. And the AV team eventually got the systems working again. But for about 10 minutes, we turned a major tech failure into quite a memorable, funny, and a very kind of human moment that attendees were still, well, we're certainly talking long, long, long into the future. And I think it's a great reminder that when things go wrong, the best thing you can do is just roll with it and have a sense of humor, and it will work. It will come back at some point.
Yeah. And like you said, we're all human. People make mistakes, and so does AV make mistakes.
Yes,
I mean,
they're exactly
sort of things that you can't predict and you can't sort of control. So
yeah,
that sounds like success to me, because it's true. They'd be talking about that even now, probably.
Yeah, plenty.
Okay, so what's one of the wildest or most unforgettable things you've seen at a business event?
There's so many. I think I remember working in one of our resorts that I had in my portfolio where a client had requested to lay a floor over the top of a swimming pool. And yeah, they wanted to put a band on the swimming pool. They wanted to put a dance floor on the swimming pool. And Carla, obviously in Asia, they would do anything they can to make the client happy. Cost was no issue. So I think that's one of the wildest things I've seen, is a full 7-piece band with a dance floor on a Perspex floor over the top of a swimming pool in a resort overlooking Uluwatu on the cliff tops of Bali. It was probably one of the wildest things I've seen, and something that the client was absolutely over the moon that we could actually accommodate that kind of request. I can't imagine that happening in Australia ever, but certainly something like that in Bali is definitely possible.
Yeah, that sounds epic. Especially if it was Perspex. Was that clear?
Yes.
So you could
yes,
see straight
exactly.
Up. How awesome would that be?
Yeah. It
would have been amazing. Well, thanks for your time today, Elliot. That's it for this episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. If you've picked up a tip, had a light bulb moment, or now know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. Don't forget to follow the show, and if you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy planning.